This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So Rick Barry's going to join us. We'll talk to him about Jimmy Butler and the Warriors and where they're going. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got General Manager Mike Dunleavy joining us.
Nice.
At 1 o'clock, Mike Dunleavy's going to join us. And, of course, he's the guy who pulled off the Jimmy Butler trade and, at least for us, for a moment, has given the Warrior fans, you know, an opportunity to start believing again in this team. They lost last night, but, again, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to go 26-2 wow. on the way in, but last night does represent an opportunity missed. Absolutely.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know if they have the luxury to sit Steph Curry tonight, but you definitely, me, Stoney, do not want to go into the All-Star break after the euphoria of this trade and the two games that started in the Jimmy Butler era where they culminated in wins, one under. That feels like, you know, you're kind of fighting that same battle. But I will say this, and I know you're going to be like, "Goo, what happened to you?" Because you're all in. I still am all in. But, Stoney, this team is small. And, you know, I know Kuminga helps that. But at the end of the day, boy, they got to be on from the perimeter because that's still what they do if Jimmy Butler's going to take some time to get back to, you know, get his legs underneath him.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. How you guys feeling about last night's game? I figured the Warriors were going to be able to go in there and win, and I thought, you know, tonight's game was going to be the iffy one. I mean, you this is one of those things where, look, there's 82 games. You beat some teams you shouldn't, and maybe you lose to some teams you shouldn't. But when you go into Dallas and they're missing – Anthony Davis and P.J. Washington, Gafford, Lively. I mean, you got to win this game.
That's it.
You got to win this game, and it's an opportunity lost, and it's not the end of the world, but it's one, you know, it's a little less wiggle room they have. They have to be really good the last 27, 28 games.
And I'll say this, Donnie. Now, you know, this is just how my computer works, my brain, you know. I bring back up the fact that they were down 26 to a hapless Chicago Bull team. They fixed that. But at what point or juncture with the guys that you mentioned that were not available for the Dallas Mavericks, if you can't expect a win last night, partner, when can you? And the fact that Sacramento is ahead of you and Dallas is now ahead of you, like, this was a big-ass game. So I guess it's just hard for me to shake that it was even that close. And then when they went up one, I was thinking, okay, now they're about to bring it home. And this just don't sit well with me. That's all. I'll shake it off. Mariah Carey.
888-957-9570. What'd you see last night, especially down the stretch? And listen, I don't like to get into, you know, overarching statements after three games. But I've seen a lot of people on the text line and on the YouTube chat saying sarcastically in a way. Well, I thought this is the game that Jimmy Butler gets you to win. Like, I thought this is the kind of game that you win with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. And yet, with 3:30 left, you're up one and you can't close the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm with you.
He makes a play where if it's a bang-bang play, and if he gets a break on that, the next thing you know, it's a three-point play, and the Warriors have taken, you know, advantage of it. But you get called for a charge there. It's Dallas's ball, night-night.
Yeah. And do you give any merit to me? Again, Jimmy Butler didn't say it, Stani, but it's obvious. He's not been playing basketball. I'm just telling you, I feel like his legs are not all the way underneath him. So, yeah, I didn't say that when it was good, but the bottom line is I feel like he's a boxer now in the eighth or ninth round, and he's got to get that back. But, you know, maybe the break's coming at a good time. But, you know, for the people making those smart comments about I thought he was supposed to win that game, he wasn't the sole reason you lost by any means, but I'm looking at him like you could tell, you know, he's been awesome time.
Yeah. Dennis in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
Okay. You know, I was one of the guys that called in that was against the trade.
Right.
but when Jimmy, you know, the first two games with Jimmy, I was surprised how well, he fit in. It was like he'd been there all season, you know, and it'll look good. But it doesn't change the fact that he's 35, Steph is going to be 37, and Draymond's 35, you know, and that's what you're getting. Mm. So for the rest of this season and two seasons after that, these are our top three guys, you know, and how are they going to, I just don't see, they're old, their joints are barking at them, you know what I mean? How are they going to sustain this? You know, with three guys at that age and making that amount of money, so you can't build the roster. You guys were saying it earlier. There's no big man. And what if Anthony Davis was in that game last night? Who would have guarded him? They didn't have anybody to guard Anthony Davis. I mean, Draymond's 6'6". You know what I mean? And he, on occasion, he can do okay.
Right.
But his body is barking at him, too, you know? So, I mean, I just don't see. It's like the 49ers trying to get away with no linemen. They're trying to play basketball with no big men, you know. And I don't know how they're going to sustain it. I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I'm hoping that when Kuminga comes back, that he can bring some energy and some scoring that'll maybe help with this. But you lost Schroeder, and that's not going to help Steph. Losing Schroeder is not going to help Steph. Steph, look at the minutes Steph's playing.
I know.
He can't sustain it.
Well, that's
all and, right. Well, thanks, guys.
No, thank you, Stani, Dennis.
He was playing those minutes with Dennis here too. I'm not saying we don't miss Dennis, but he was still, you know, getting 35, 36 minutes with Dennis.
Well, I mean, Curry's minutes have gone up the last eight games in a big way, and you know, I look at last night. Look, nobody harps on age more than I do, but I looked at last night's game, and I didn't think it was an age issue.
Huh?
And I thought it was more of a size issue,
no doubt.
And it was more of a Kyrie Irving issue. Kyrie made every big shot. He gets fouled on a three, makes all three free throws. They have nothing going. He's sitting on the wing.
He's a bad
with two
man.
Guys on him, and he raises up, and he makes a three. And he's making contested threes, and, you know, Moody has a shot. God, a wide-open shot in the corner.
Stop bringing it up, man. Stani, I thought it. Like, I get it, man. I don't care if your name is Tom Thumb. You got to hit that shot.
What's the difference between winning and losing games?
Raymond Ritter is a make-or-miss league.
It just is. You gotta make that shot.
Hey, Kyrie played. I'm just saying this now. He played 40 minutes, and I know he's 32, but he played 40.
Yeah. Like to me, the three big plays were Moody's miss, Curry's missed free throw.
That was,
and then the block charge that didn't go the Warriors' way with Butler and Kyrie Irving. But you know, it's one of those games where I look at it and say, Kyrie Irving made all the big plays.
And the Warriors got lucky too, Stani. A lot of, I feel like the Mavericks, there were some layups or they were inside fumbling, dumbling the ball like the Three Stooges a little bit. And I was like, oh, the Warriors are going to benefit, but yet they couldn't take advantage of it. And I really do hate tonight's game that I feel like it's a, you know, Olympic sprint team with the Houston Rockets. That's what I don't like, you know, even if it were back to back. But Stani, you're going to have to earn it tonight. to avoid losing two in a row.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the plus minus yesterday, and the starters with that, for the most part, except Curry, starters got dominated. I mean, Butler, Green, Post, and Hield were all minus 13 or more. And Steph was the only starter, positive plus minus. So, I mean, they played okay in stretches, but the bottom line is you got to beat that Dallas team when they're sitting undermanned like they are.
No doubt. And tell me if you had this thought at all. Jimmy played 35 minutes, Donnie ended up with 21. But I felt like they didn't get him started early. Normally they kind of get him started early, and I don't know if that's him, you know, tired or letting the game come to him, but I felt like he was kind of not an afterthought, but took a little while to, you know, get it going or put his imprint on the game.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas, you know, kind of took control of the game in the first half, and they had the Warriors a little bit on their heels.
Up 14.
But, yeah, I mean, Jimmy Butler, 8 for 17, so he took the second most shots on the team. Steph was 9 for 23 and 4 for 13. And they just they were not good from the three-point line either last night.
Yeah, Buddy 1 for 6. I'm a layoff.
Well, you don't have to lay off Buddy. I mean, he's not playing well at all. And if he's not shooting well, he's not really helping. He played 29 minutes last night.
Minus so, team high, minus 21.
So where do you want his minutes to go? Who should they go to is the question if you don't like what Buddy Hield's doing right now. I mean, I think we got to acknowledge that Kerr likes him. Kerr's going to use him because he feels like even the threat of Buddy Hield's three-point shot changes the way they play offense. But, you know, yeah, Buddy played 29 minutes and made one shot in nine attempts.
And when I watch him play, because I like him, Stoney, we like him, he's a good dude, I feel like, okay, he's playing better than it actually is. And then when I look up, I'm like, damn, Buddy. Yeah.
Let's go to AJ in L.A. Hey, AJ, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on? How
hey.
You doing?
Doing well.
Bad loss, man.
Man, it was so bad, man. But it's crazy. Like, watching it, it's kind of like you can't even really point to one thing that could have changed the outcome of the game. It was so many reasons why they lost the game from, I mean, the officiating was trash. It was so terrible. But the execution, I mean, blowing bunnies all over the place. I mean, we talk about the miss. I heard you guys mention the miss by Moody in the corner. But, man, 50 seconds left, you know, pass in transition. Man, you got to throw your body in there, man. I don't even want you to make that pass. What happened to...
Oh, you mean the pass to Moody?
Yeah, what happened to just like the basic, just basic basketball? Just get a bucket, man. Why we got to always swing for that three, man? Just go and get that basket, you know? It's 50 seconds left. You're down by one. Get that basket, you know? So, you know, that... But, man, I almost feel like the officials is betting or something. Like, the kickball.
The inadvertent, you know, kickball, but it was a kickball.
The inadvertent kickball. Oh, my God, man. And then, yo, so he caught the charge on Jimmy Buckets, right?
Yep.
At the end of the game. But, man, it was a guy, I want to say it was maybe a few minutes before then or at the end of the quarter, literally ran right into Jimmy Butler. He set up perfectly for the charge. No call. So I feel like for the guys, they probably think like, okay, if you're going to call it one way, you know, if you just call it both ways, just be consistent, you know, like don't just like, and then like at the end of the game like that, how do you make a call like that? I mean, it's a bang, bang to me.
Yeah. I mean,
bang, bang.
No, and AJ, that's what it was. It was a bang, bang play, and they had a charge on the court.
Yeah, but Kyrie beat him to the spot, I believe, and that's why I was like, okay with this, 90.
I mean, if they would have called a block on the floor, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have overturned that either because it was so close. Steve Kerr, he got a technical last night, right?
He went on
in the middle of the court. He thought they got hosed on about two or three possessions in a row, had to be held back by Draymond Green.
Draymond was barking last night too.
What's new, Steve Kerr? how would you assess tonight's ball game?
Not good. not good. Yeah, we struggled. You know, my mistake was probably not hitting Kyrie earlier and getting the ball out of his hands. I think we did a pretty effective job of that in the fourth quarter. I probably should have gone to that earlier.
All right. Kyrie had 14 in the fourth quarter last night, 14 of his 42. And Kerr said, you know what, maybe should have tried to take the ball out of his hands a little bit earlier in the game.
Yeah, and I'll just say this about last night's game. If you're telling me any Warrior game is going to come down to the fourth quarter, minimal minutes left, down one, Steph Curry's at the line, and he misses the second one, Stoney, I know this is going to be a little bit much for a lot of people, but that just tells me those are signs. It just wasn't your night. I couldn't believe he missed it. I just assumed he was going to make it, and he's human.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, to me, the three big plays last night where they, you know, where the game could have swung is Curry's second free throw, Moody's corner jumper, and then obviously the big play with Jimmy Butler where Kyrie slid in there and managed to take a charge. So where do they go from here? 888-957-9570. You got to try to get Houston tonight. You don't want to go into the break losing two in a row and feel like you're kind of treading water.
And you come out with Sacramento at Sac.
Yep. Yeah. And they've now won three in a row, Sacramento. Mm. So you're looking up at them. Let's go to Peter in Redwood City. Hey, Peter, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. I don't understand why Kerr played Buddy so much last night and even started him in the fourth quarter. I can't believe that. I think that blew the game for us. I think Steve Kerr is still a problem for us.
Well, what are the other options, Peter, that you see other than Buddy Hield? Although I hear you with Buddy, he's not playing well.
Even Moody, even Santo playing the big shooting guard. Anyone but Buddy.
All right,
he was so bad last night.
Yeah, he was 1 for 9. He was 1 for 9.
Buddy can't say his coach hasn't had his back, Stoney. I'll say that, Buddy. You cannot. So you've been blessed.
Yeah, I mean they played Curry, Pajemski. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the minutes, and Buddy played 28.
That's a lot.
Who do you want to give those minutes to? Pods played 25, and Moody played 28. Like, they don't have a lot of guards on this team right now. I think they're a guard short, and you know what? Maybe we'll ask Mike Dunleavy about that.
Now, you're going to laugh, and we might fight early, and I'm not trying to pick a fight. I'm really not. I'm really not, Stoney. But you asked a question and you scoffed. You didn't laugh at the guy. He's in the NBA. But I'm going to ask you this. What has Pat Spencer done? I'm not saying 10 minutes. We'll just start with 4. What has he done for Kerr not to even, like, let me roll you out there 4 minutes and see what you got? Because every time I see him, Stoney, looks like he knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's Buddy Hield, but damn, he has a jersey. And if there is a question, and it's obviously Kerr's not comfortable, I mean, see what he's got. Every time I see the kid, he's MFing me with double Kyrie's. Like, I'm not scared, goo. Just give me a shot, coach.
Who?
Pat Spencer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hear that. I get it. You didn't. I appreciate the non-fight, but
Evan,
just
what do you think?
I'm reaching,
More
Evan.
Spencer, help me.
Yeah, he's in the G League Rising Stars game.
Yeah, you know what?
Thanks, Evan. Hey,
I'm trying to find something because if Pat Spencer, you might see him tonight if Curry doesn't play. How about that?
I think you probably will see him tonight.
What if I'm willing to bet they are not sitting Curry? Even if they wanted to because of last night's result.
Just guessing.
No, you can't afford to go and lose.
Can you afford to get him hurt?
Well,
can you afford for him to go 5-for-20 because he's playing on the back end of a back-to-back?
See, this is where I could be wrong here, but this is where I hear
both of you, man. But
they clamor about their staff, their medical
Celebrini.
Staff. You know, according to the Warriors, it feels like they can recognize when a player's almost vulnerable. When they've been playing too much. So, I mean, they're erring on the side of caution, and so I would assume Steph's not going to play tonight, but
I don't know. Yeah, I get it and I understand it, but I'm calling it a basketball luxury. I don't think they can afford for Steph not to play, but to Evan's point, you know, what if he went, 5-of-25? Steiny, the gravity of Steph on the court helps everybody else, so... I don't feel how you. Well, I guess Dallas can beat us without half their team. The Warriors can beat the Rockets, who have been struggling. I know they got to win.
You don't sound very convinced.
Real quick, Curry playing. He's played in 3 second games of back to backs this year. He's shooting 37% from the floor, 33 from three, with an offensive rating of 99.
And
all right. We'll see.
I mean, this is where the Warriors err on the side of caution if it's close. So we'll see what happens tonight. Let's go to Chucky D. Chucky D is in Concord. Hey, Chucky D, what's up?
I'm pretty good. Everything okay? How about you, Steiny?
We're doing well. And so's Guru.
Hey, baby. He got me.
I'm looking at the game and I'm wondering. Dallas didn't have any bigs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They're just playing small ball. The type of guards they're throwing out there and the people who can score. I'm thinking, what is happening to Quentin Post and TJD? I mean, couldn't you at least slow down Kyrie from going in the lane and all of the getting in easy buckets in the lane? You know, I don't know why I'm not really comfortable with Steve Kerr with his decisions. He's not doing it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Dallas didn't have any big guys, and that's why he went small, I'm sure, is because he probably thought Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis were going to struggle to cover, essentially forwards who were playing center.
But they could at least man the post and slow down some of the people going to the basket.
Yeah.
I just don't see why he just doesn't like big players,
And Kevon Looney, to your point, Kevon Looney, Steiny, 8 rebounds, a plus 12 in only 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll say something this team's lacking, too. You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I said they're small, but yet they won the rebounding battle. And led the league last year in rebounding, but we call him small. But what I'm talking about, Steiny, is that length. And maybe it'll improve when Kuminga gets back, and Wiggins definitely have it. But when you try to make a shot difficult, I don't feel like the teams that play the Warriors, even if they miss, Steiny, they're comfortable getting their shot up. They don't have that length, that stuff that, that kind of is bothersome. I don't see that a lot with this team. I know it's make or miss, but you're going to get your shot off most time in a comfortable fashion against the Warriors defense.
Yeah, I mean, look, the team's not big. The team's not overly quick. The team's not super athletic. So they're deficient in some of those areas, and the only way you make up for it is through what Steve Kerr would call grit and determination, because I don't think he wants to play post against against big boy centers. But again, I don't, he could have theoretically used him last night, but he didn't like post, clearly.
In the 12 minutes that he played.
They went small early, and then post, I think post got in late in the, or not late in the fourth quarter, but in the fourth quarter. But for the most part, the fourth quarter was...
play 1 minute in the second half.
Was Curry, Pods, Payton, Moody, Butler, and Green. Those are the six guys who played. Pajemski and I think Moody switched off offense to defense. But
do we have a layup issue? Is that a real thing?
We have players that aren't great finishers. We've always known
wow,
that.
That's frustrating.
On the grand scheme of things, Draymond Green's not a good finisher. Jimmy Butler's a good finisher.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he excels at, so.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.